Next up is a former wrestling superstar with a product that changed his life.
Former pro wrestler Diamond Dallas Page has just the thing for you. But be warned, DDP Yoga, quote, ain't your mama's yoga.
DDP Yoga was designed to help everyone.
DDP's list of clients include former wrestlers such as Chris Jericho and Edge.
I've been doing it for over 2 years, and I can't live without it.
And it don't matter what your age or your fitness level or what kind of shape you're in.
It builds strength and flexibility, and it's good for your heart.
Diamond Dallas Page is one of the rare wrestlers that has had a post-career career. You are saving lives. The two most famous ones, Jake the Snake Roberts.
One person sticks a hand out, and that person for me was Diamond Dallas Page.
And Scott Hall.
In my lifetime, I've learned hard work pays off. Dreams come true. Bad times don't last, but bad guys do.
It's DDP.
Rio.
High five. Hello, my friends, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is Wednesday night, 9 p.m. here on the East Coast, where I am located, which could only mean one thing. It's another episode of DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins from Mike at 90%, and I am joined by the lovely and such an inspiration to all of us here at Team DDP Yoga, Miss Stacey Morris. Stacey, how are you?
Hey, Mike, I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. And with us, as always, is the one and only Robert McLaren, the technical background, backbone of DDP Yoga. Robert, what's going on, my brother?
Too much to say in a short span, man. But I'm hanging in there, though.
Yeah, awesome, man. Well, this is going to be a fun show tonight, and it seems to have resonated with a few people. We've gotten a great response from tonight's topic. Stacey was telling me that some people just find, you know, great comfort in the topics we pick, and that lines up great with their battles and struggles for what they're going through. But tonight we're going to be talking mastering the DDP Yoga comeback. Tonight's show is going to be a special one. As we know, it's not always sunshine and roses in life, and DDP Yoga is a lifestyle. It truly is. And we talk about it all the time. There are ups and downs, and there are plenty of ups in the DDP Yoga universe, and maybe you've been down and out a little bit. Maybe life has gotten in the way. Motivation has waned. Tonight we're talking about mastering the DDP Yoga comeback. Was your life working better for you when you were owning it? Tonight, this is a welcome back episode to all the people who have been away from Team DDP Yoga and want a no-excuse, no-strings-attached open door for you to come back and get back on the mat and own it. So give us a call, 347-994-1216. State your goals and let us know how you plan on setting your sights on getting back to your goals, or if you've successfully navigated DDP Yoga comeback, give us a call and share your wisdom. Stacey, you posted something in the newsletter that we send out for the DDP Yoga promos. It was a video that you posted about how you had several slip-ups in your journey before finally, you know, coming to grips and coming to terms with your issues through DDP Yoga and killing it yourself.
Yeah, this was actually a video put together by Steve Yu, president of DDP Yoga, and he just knows how to tell a story. And part of my story before finding DDP Yoga was I tried all kinds of, not only diets, but I did gyms, I did Pilates, every kind of exercise program you could think of. And I did have some big weight losses. I had 200-pound weight losses in my dieting and gaining career, and I regained 100 pounds back twice on two different occasions. And as most people do when they lose weight through dieting, you know, they gain more back, which is why now I, you know, my grand total now since finding DDP Yoga is 185 pounds because of all the weight I gained back on top of the 100 pounds. But I've had a long career of falling down and getting back up and falling and just, and I learn from every so-called failure, every mistake. If you stick with it and don't give up on yourself, you will find the answers.
That's amazing, and it's so true, too. You know, nobody, you know, even when it comes to, like, you know, and we talk about food as an addiction quite a bit, and they talk about it in the addiction world, you know, with drugs and alcohol, that, you know, falling down is part of the recovery process. It really is. You know, you have to fall to learn to pick yourself back up, because that's a crucial part of life. And I've been through there. I lost 100 pounds about 5 years ago. And I always say I lost weight, but I never by any means was healthy. I was living off of frozen meals and all that and all fad garbage. And it's the first time I truly got healthy was through Team DDP Yoga. And but, you know, people fall. People, you know, life isn't always sunshine and roses, like we said. So if you are navigating through your DDP Yoga comeback, give us a call or hit Stacey Morris up in the chat. Let us know what you plan on doing to own your life and get back on track in your world. Also tonight, it's a special night. We're going to be start doing some cool giveaways here at Team DDP Yoga Radio. We're going to be giving away a copy of DDP Yoga, DDP's autobiography, Positively Page. We're going to give it away at the end of the show. Robert's got those down in the warehouse in Florida. And we're going to be shipping one to you if you are the caller that we're looking for tonight on DDP Radio. So we'll let you know how to get a copy of Positively Page 1 tonight on DDP Radio as well. And before we get into anything in the topic, we want to talk about some upcoming appearances through DDP Yoga. Several workshops and appearances are on the horizon. First one we're going to talk about is the DDP Yoga Workshop at Funk Fitness, September 27th, 2014 in Brighton, Michigan. So if you were in the Michigan area, definitely check out Funk Fitness. Now, Dallas has been there before, hasn't he, Robert?
Yeah, I believe this is going to be his fourth time there.
Oh, wow. So, you know, he's got a great following over there in Michigan. So definitely go check out DDP Yoga Workshop at Funk Fitness on September 27th. Also, later in the beginning of this coming year, January 11th, 2015, in Newport, Rhode Island, there's going to be a DDP Yoga workshop. And, of course, Matt Hancock and Hammers Energy Fitness has a workshop coming up as well. Robert, you want to refresh me on the dates for that one?
On which one?
Hammers Energy Fitness workshop.
I believe that is...
Hold on a second, I got it right here. I lost it. But it's a workshop at Hammers Energy Fitness
I think it's March 21st.
I believe so.
Yeah.
It is March 20. March 21st, 2015. That's right.
Yep, March 21st, 2015, in LaSalle, Illinois. Hammers Energy Fitness. All of these can be found out more about at ddpyoga.com. If you go under workshops and appearances, and also DDP Yoga's full schedule is always available at ddpyoga.com. And don't forget, it's not too early to get in and get your plans together for the DDP Yoga retreat as well, July 17th through the 24th, 2015, and October 16th through the 22nd, 2015. And that's at the El Dorado Resort and Casitas in Riviera Maya, Mexico. Make your plans to be there. It is the ultimate DDP Yoga experience. Check it out at ddpyogaretreat.com. And I guess we can get into our topic this week, and it's an interesting one because it's someone, as you put in your newsletter, Stacey, it's only human to fall down, and people don't realize that. And I think that's one of the crucial things that you must wrap your head around when you're doing DDP Yoga, that there's going to be stumbles, that there's going to be falls. We've said it before, there's no magical DVD that you just buy and your life is automatically perfect. And we're going to talk tonight about navigating a DDP Yoga comeback, but we're going to grab a couple calls before we get started. I think we have Josh McAdoo on the line right now. Is Josh there?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Josh.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to call in about the topic tonight, you know, with the coming back to DDP yoga, whether it be Team DDP Yoga or just hitting the mat again. And Mike, you said the word lifestyle. I know you say that a lot, and I couldn't agree more that it's a lifestyle. And you know, Stacey also mentioned earlier in this broadcast that, you know, just stick with it. And I couldn't agree with both of those things more, because if you stick with it, you know, like you won't have to come and go. But sometimes I understand people got to, you know, take a break or whatever, life gets too much. But I think from my experience, I've had those stumbles, I had those falls, but the thing that kept me here is accountability and having accountability partners to call or contact, you know, through email or whatnot. And so I can't say enough, you know, the word accountability over and over and over again. And, again, accountability partner isn't somebody that needs to call, you know, you don't ask them to call you up and say, hey, you know, are you working out? You know, it's great to have somebody to check in on you, but ultimately you got to do the work. Matt Owen said it best. He was talking to me earlier and said, you know, accountability partners can say lots of different things, but to try to motivate you. But at the end of the day, it all falls on the individual to do the workout or eat healthy or whatever it may be that you want to be held accountable for. And man, like, that really resonated with me. And I know Mike, we've talked about that before too. It's like, it's all about, you know, accountability and doing it yourself, but, you know, reaching out to people. And so you don't have to go away so often or stay away for so long. And if anybody's out there that needs to reach out, there's so many great people. Like, all you guys on the radio show are always there to help me when I need it. So, you know, there's you guys, there's, you know, me, Matt, and Ross are doing this thing where we're trying to kind of have like a united front and be, you know, kind of like some leaders and help out and be accountable for people. And we don't have all the answers, but, you know, we offer our services and just try to reach out and pay it forward like so many have before us. So, again, I can't say enough about, if you're struggling, accountability partners and do the work, you know, and whatnot. You got to do the work yourself, but reach out and ask for help, you know, and sometimes you got to be humble to do that. And I think I have a good example of what a perfect accountability partner is, and that's Nolan. He contacted me a while ago and said, for 1 month, I'm going to text you and tell you I worked out, I did this, I did that. You know, are you up for that? And I said, yeah, you know, that's great. And, you know, he was doing all the work, not me. But by the end of it, I was the one that felt like I got the most out of it because I was being held accountable every day because he was checking in with me. And it just, it's contagious. So, again, accountability, find somebody. And I can't say enough about that. So, sorry to go off on our rant there. But
that's an awesome point.
No, you make a great point. And I think a lot of these issues, you know, especially with those of us who have been prone to emotional overeating and just, you know, not working out and being sedentary, that is really, it becomes an isolating way to live. And sometimes we get used to that. And that's why it's so important to take advantage and hook into this amazing support system and be accountable to somebody, you know, because there's something about when you say, I'm going to do something to somebody, you want to keep your word, you know. And sometimes that's all it takes is I'll check off Don's accountability page. You know, yes, I'm going to do it today, and I do it because I said I'm going to do it. And sometimes it's just that simple.
Yeah, and to go right off that, it's also – about the people that are going to be honest with you instead of sugarcoat it and say, oh, don't worry, you know, it's all right. It's like, no, it's like, hey, you slipped up, you know, kind of, you know, that tough love thing that seems to work for me. And when people give me that tough love and they're honest and upfront with me, man, I build like better friendships and relationships off of that. And again, like all you guys have done with me over the last year and a half, it's just amazing. And it's, you know, again, accountability, can't say enough about it.
And a lot of people, when they get in the funks like that, when they get in a little bit of a lull in their life, the natural order of things is you like to back off because you don't like to, you know, announce your problems or like proclaim your problems because it's embarrassing sometimes for people to go out and say, I'm struggling. You know, we've been sitting here telling you how I've owned it for a year, and to tell you that I'm struggling is kind of hard for people. But that's when you need the people the most. That's when you need the team, CDP Yoga, and the community and the accountability the most. So please, if you're struggling, reach out to someone like Josh or the radio show or something like that and tell them that you're struggling instead of disappearing. Because when you disappear, that's not going to lead to anything, you know, but, you know, more in accountability. So definitely a great point, Josh, and I appreciate you calling, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me.
Thanks for calling.
Rant there for a little bit. Thanks, guys.
No, it was great. Great stuff. And, you know, Mike, when you just said that about disappearing, I think there's a misconception some people have that they think they're going to be scolded or treated harshly or judged, you know, if they come back. And we all know that's not the case. There are no questions asked, no explanations required. If you have been away for a while and you want to come back, just come on back. We'd love to see you again. So
absolutely.
Please don't think anything like that. Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's why we did the show tonight, really was, because I know it's hard for a lot of people to admit that they've been struggling, and just to have this open, you know, call of, you know what, if you've been away for a while, you're always welcome here, no questions asked, no strings attached. You know, just, we got an open door policy here at DDP Yoga. DDP Yoga is a lifestyle. Life is not always easy. Life has ups, life has downs. So you know what,
mm-hmm.
Now, your journey's going to have ups and downs too, and sometimes you may not be owning it, but you know what, I always tell people when they ask me, you don't fail at this until you've quit. And as long as you haven't quit, you're still, you know, available for a comeback. And even if you do quit, you can always come back. It's not over until you say it's over. It's a journey. It's a lifestyle. It's not something
mm-hmm.
you can walk away from. It's just, it's always going to be here. So it's not, you know, failure is up to you. You decide if you failed or not, because you haven't failed in anyone's eyes but your own. And, you know, quitting is the only way to fail at this. And you're, as long as you keep coming back to that mat, no matter whether it's been 2 months, 3 months, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, you're not a failure as long as you just keep getting back to it.
That's right.
And so, Robert, we have another caller on the line, right? We're going to get to that caller. And
that's right. Yeah, we've got Adam on the line.
Adam, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's going on,
hey,
man?
Hey, Adam.
Not much. I mainly have 2 points that I wanted to bring up. First one is I've been doing DDP yoga for a month now after taking a 7-month break from it. Well, hell, I just stopped doing it, and then I started doing it again last month. And the thing is, like, to me, this is what's so amazing about this program is, like, somehow, by some act of God, I don't know how, but Diamond Dallas Page requested me as a friend on Facebook. I have no idea how that happened, but I accepted it because he's a childhood idol of mine. Well, before I started back up, I emailed him and told him that I was going to start it back up and that I was going to take the pictures, put them on Facebook, and tag him in them, and if he'd mind, if that bothered him, to let me know. Anyway, literally a month to the day after I sent that email, he emailed me to follow up about it. So, like,
yeah.
It actually shows that, you know, mm-hmm. I've always been kind of cynical, but it's like he really gives a damn. He really cares about everybody doing this.
I tell people all the time, I have no idea how he keeps track of all these people, but he does. He follows up with people, and he hunts them down, and just, you know, he wants you to do well. He's not going to sit there and hold your hand through this whole process because he has a lot to do, but he legitimately takes an interest in you and wants you to do well, and that's so true.
And the other point is I'm actually currently in school to be a sleep technician. And just in the process of my school, I was surprised at just how much, you know, a healthy sleep habit is to your health. Like, it is literally more influential to, like, the longevity of your life than diet and exercise. And I'm not trying to downplay diet and exercise. I'm saying that to try to explain how important healthy sleep is. I mean, sleep has been linked to things like obesity and heart disease and diabetes and other things like that.
Absolutely. And it affects your immune system. It affects your mood, your memory. I think it's very underestimated as a tool for really good health.
I mean, one thing I would suggest to just about everybody is there's a book called The Promise of Sleep. Last I checked on Amazon, you could get it for a penny used, not including shipping. I mean, just reading that book has opened mm-hmm. my eyes to how important it is.
I've read it. I know exactly what you're talking about. It was a doctor in Massachusetts wrote it. It's a great read, and you don't realize the amount like sleep matters in your life, and it is so important. And a lot of people who are struggling right now and having a problem with like a plateau or something, you might want to look at your sleep as an issue. That's a great point, Adam.
It's a really great, thing to go to if you are struggling, and maybe that's something you might want to look at. And I know more than anybody that I have the worst sleeping habits on the planet, and I shouldn't be telling people this, but it's true. It's affected me. It's affected my progress, my sleep issues, and it's something to look at if you guys have been plateauing or struggling. You know, sleep is always important and very important in the crucial healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, that was pretty much my 2 points I wanted to mention.
Great. Thank you so much for calling, Adam. I appreciate it. We appreciate your input.
Thank you guys for being here.
Yeah, thanks for calling and welcome back.
Have a nice night.
You too.
That's something that we don't talk about enough that I think that needs to be brought into the mainstream of health and fitness as well as sleep. And I think we should, cover that a little bit more often because it is so important. He brought up a great point on how important sleep is into the entire, physiological process of your body.
Absolutely. That's actually something I'm working on, and I have been working on with Nancy Guberti because, as you guys know, I've been really fine-tuning my health. I eat pretty clean, and I'm a supplement fan, but I had a real problem with sleep because I'm a night owl, and I kind of use the excuse of I'm going to get all my work done late at night, and really that wasn't such a good idea. She said that if you go to bed the same day you get up, in other words, anyone who goes to bed after midnight, it just throws your body's rhythms completely off kilter, and I was doing that most of my adult life. So for the past 2 months, I've been getting to bed around 11:30, which is monumental for me. But I can tell you it's made a difference in my mood and in my memory. And I'm not, walking around like a total space case, So sleep is
absolutely huge.
And I
am the worst person when it comes to that. My circadian, I worked nights for several years doing the late shift on the radio. And it just the circadian rhythm just totally flipped on me to the point where I can't sleep at night. And that's a great point that I really should be fine-tuning my sleep issues as well. And that would probably break through a lot of things that I'm struggling with in my plateau areas too. So great point, Stacey. We'd love to talk about that some other show sometime.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. And we have a couple more phone calls. We're gonna grab a phone call, and then we're going to cut to a commercial break real quick. We've got a little message from Stone Cold Steve Austin on the virtues of DDP yoga. So we're going to get to a phone call. But I think we have Travis on the line, Robert.
That's right.
All right. Travis.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
Hey,
how you
Travis.
Doing?
Hey. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you bet. I saw the topic of, people falling down and comebacks and everything there. And I kind of wrote this. I don't know if you saw my blog here I put up yesterday on showing strength. And one of the points I was trying to make with that is that, nobody, I don't care how strong you are, nobody is immune to having a plateau or a low point. Nobody. It's a matter of, you can either, isolate yourself, you can let the emotional gravity pull you down, or you can reach out. As Josh had, so eloquently put it there, reach out to your accountability partner or partners and pull yourself back up. The biggest thing is don't be afraid to, no matter how strong you think you are, don't be afraid to, if you struggle to get back up, don't be afraid to reach out.
Absolutely.
That's
the key to this.
Because if you don't reach out, it's never going to happen. You're never going to make the comeback. You've got to take that step and just do it, no matter what kind of apprehension you're feeling. Just ignore it and realize what you really want. What is it you really want?
I keep on saying, own this day all the time there. And owning this day doesn't mean that you're going to have that means you're going to have a spectacular day every single day. On this day means that you're going to do whatever it takes during that day to try to make stuff happen. And it's not always going to be roses and butterflies and unicorns and whatever the case is. Sometimes it's going to suck. And, you know, you need to, you know, and it's that living life at 90%. It's being able to assess, you know, what's going on and reach out, whether that's reaching out to your accountability partner, talking to your significant other, or whatever the case is. It's doing what you can to rise above and make it happen.
And I think the general consensus with everybody who does drift away from a little bit, there comes a point where everyone realized that they enjoyed themselves so much better when they were owning it, when they were on the mat every day and they were feeling good and they were getting their health in check. You know, that's the general consensus. And that realization that maybe my life, you know, was working a little bit better for me when I was healthy, when I was having a positive attitude, I think that's the thing that draws people back. So don't be afraid to have that realization. Don't be afraid to realize that, man, I've let things get a little out of control here. Maybe it's time to reel it in. Because that's when change happens. That's where it's time to reclaim your life. And that's where, you know, you recover and make the DDP yoga comeback. That's the art of the DDP yoga comeback, is realizing that, man, I led my life a whole lot better when I was a positive, you know, happy, you know, healthy person.
Exactly. And just even, you know, try to get a little bit of it every single day. If you try to infuse just, you know, a little bit of it every single day, you will climb your way back up.
Absolutely, man.
But that's all I got to say about that, guys. You guys have a great night. Now listen on the inside.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, Travis.
Yep.
And Robert, you know, obviously, you know, working with Dallas so long, Dallas is one of the most positive people in the world, and you've worked with him for several years, but I think people don't realize that Dallas has bad days. He's told me, he said, I'm not positive all the time. The difference is you gotta, you know, force yourself to look at the positive in every situation. The people who think there's, like, people like Dallas who's just, like, never has a bad day, it's not true.
No, they have perfected the art of dealing with a bad day, you know, getting past it.
Absolutely, and it's, as Stacey put it so eloquently in her newsletter, it's human. It's the human nature to have a bad day. It's the human nature to fall off. It's human nature to fall down. And as we've heard many, many times here on Team DDP Yoga, you fall down 9 times, you stand up 10. The falling down doesn't matter. The falling down is going to happen. The will to stand up and pull yourself up when things are hard and when things aren't fun is going to separate the winners from the people who, you know, stay down.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to hit you a commercial real quick. We are going to start running these every week on the DDP Yoga radio. We have Steve Austin, Chris Jericho, and Jim Ross, and soon to be Bill Goldberg, who does a podcast through Podcast One. They have a great podcast that they do. And we're going to start running clips because Dallas Page is featured on those podcasts. It's quite regularly with his DDP Yoga, and everybody in that group is a big fan of DDP Yoga and what it's done for so many people. So every week we're going to air a different clip of people, you know, talking about DDP Yoga and what it's meant to them. And I think we have Stone Cold Steve Austin this week going to do a little thing for DDP Yoga right here from his podcast, Steve Austin Show, which is available on iTunes and several other places. So definitely check out the Steve Austin Show. Dallas has been on there before, too. So we're going to run that clip right now. Robert, you got that queued up?
Now we got it ready.
All right, here we go.
You know that Diamond Dallas Page is a close personal friend of mine, and that's why he's offering all you Steve Austin Show listeners a special deal on his DDP Yoga. This ain't your mama's yoga, gang. This is high-octane yoga. It's a cardio workout that's easy on the joints. DDP Yoga helps build strength and flexibility, and it's a great workout choice for people of all ages and skill levels. And right now, DDP is giving all of you an incredible deal on the Max Pack. All you have to do is go to ddpyoga.com/Austin. So here's what you get when you order the Max Pack. You get 15 workouts. You get a nutrition guide. You get recipes. You get a grid chart to track your workouts. And you get a poster to help you remember the 12 core positions that make up DDP Yoga. Join the thousands, including Chris Jericho, Jake the Snake Roberts, RVD, and Scott Hall, who are already enjoying the life-changing benefits of DDP Yoga. Take advantage of this special deal. Go to ddpyoga.com/Austin. That's ddpyoga.com/Austin. Do not wait. This offer is only available for a limited time. DDPYoga.com/Austin.
That's DDPYoga.com/Austin. The Steve Austin Show is available every week via iTunes. And Steve Austin absolutely believes in what Diamond Dallas Page is doing. And has been a longtime friend of DDP. So thanks to Steve Austin for providing that audio from the Steve Austin Show. And don't forget, later on in the show, we're going to be giving away an autobiography of Diamond Dallas Page. It's called Positively Page. He came out several years ago. Is this a reissue of that, Robert?
No, it's actually a first edition. This is still off the original first printing.
Oh, wow. So those aren't easy to get. So
no.
It's going to be a great prize here. The DDPYoga, the Diamond Dallas Page autobiography, Positively Page. If you were a fan in WCW, they brought this into the storylines quite a bit back in the day. So you probably remember. And it was a huge deal for Dallas, because if you know Dallas' story, Dallas was reading it, I think it was the third grade level at the age of 35, and, you know, turning his life around and changing his life and, you know, teaching himself, you know, how to, you know, read basically. As an adult, and finally writing his own book, which is just a testament to the will power of Diamond Dallas Page and the never give up attitude that he has. And it's so inspirational, this book. I've read it before as well, and it's something you want to read, and just a monumental story of Diamond Dallas Page, of how he became Diamond Dallas Page. So we're going to be giving that away at the end of the show, so definitely stay tuned for that. We'll let you know how to do it. Also, we have another phone call right now. You want to get to that right now, Robert?
Yeah, we can do that. We've got Vicky up.
All right. Vicky, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Mike Mullins? I'm doing really good. I was glad for the subject tonight. Y'all were talking about getting back up. I started DDP yoga after basically kind of being at my wit's end with some weight loss and getting some activity and some exercise, and I just really... You know, I talked to what I call my higher power, some people call God, and I said, hey, I need some motivation. And within 10 seconds on Godvine, I saw the video of Arthur, and from that point on, my life hasn't been the same. So I started watching that, and I watched it obsessively, and then I started doing DDP yoga in 2012, and I did really good, and I was all into it and really on fire, and it gave me a lot of strength and a lot of courage, and it motivated me enough that I actually went back to school and got my instructor's license to teach hair, and while I was still working my job, and that's what gave me the stamina to do it. And then after I got through graduating, then I went to the school to work. And when I got that job change and was working two jobs all the time, I was just like, oh, I'm just too tired to work out. I just don't have time to work out, and I'll do it tomorrow. You know how that goes. And so I kind of went into that slump starting in January, and I every day I was saying I was going to do more, and every day I was doing less. And so I got out my calendars and my charts from the year before to count how many workouts I had done between January and April, and I had done like 50 days of workouts and routines, which for me was really good. And then I looked at this year's from January to April, and I had only done 13. In April, I only did one workout, so I was one workout away from being a quitter, okay? So it was really kind of devastating for me, and so I just thought, I cannot go back to where I was. I'm not where I want to be, but I ain't going back to where I was, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm very fortunate to have, you know, I've got recovery over 10 years from alcohol and drugs, and 6 years next month from tobacco, and, you know, about 4 years from sick relationships. And my turning point was in May when I was at one of my meetings, as you call them, and one of the people got up and said his name, and he says, hey, my name is Frank, and I struggle with guilt and shame. And I thought, man, bingo, that's it. I don't have anybody in my life that's guilting me and shaming me, so I'm doing it myself. I'm using what I'm eating and my workout routines as a method of guilting and shaming myself, as a form of self-sabotage. And so I just said, well, the only way that I can not have guilt and shame about the workout is to just do it. And the only way that I can not have guilt and shame about the choices I make with my food is to choose proper. And so when I had that, it was like an epiphany of this whole guilt and shame game, because that's what the cycle does with the drugs, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sick relationships. It's just a constant recycling of guilt and shame. and self-sabotage. And so I made that decision, and I took what they call a desire chip in May that I desired to get back up into my DDP yoga. And in May I did 8 workouts, and in June I did 18, and in July I did 19, and today, August, so far I've done 22 workouts in the month of August. And today, the greatest part is today, I did my first workout from the number 4 DVD. I did the mixtape. Now, I can't do no jumping
nice.
Dogs yet. Yeah, I can't do any jumping dogs yet, but, you know, I did it.
They're on your way.
That is exactly why we did this show, is we want more stories like that. That is the ultimate DDP yoga comeback. You realize that some things were going you know, south for you. You grabbed the hold of that brass ring, and you pulled yourself back up, and I applaud you. That's awesome. We love stories like that here on Team DDP Radio.
Well, it is. It's just an awesome program. It's the only thing I've ever stuck with, you know, and my form of accountability is it's kind of like a little weight loss, not secret, but closed Facebook group, you know, where we try to encourage each other, and then I get on chat quite a bit too, you know, and just talk with people on there. But it all goes back to the same recovery principles, whether it's weight loss, whether it's relationships or substance abuse, whatever it is. If somebody always tells you that you're no good, you're going to believe it until you realize the truth and that you are worth it. And you got to love yourself. You got to do your self-care, and that's the bottom line, you know.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much. That was such a positive phone call. We appreciate it.
All right. We'll let everybody else talk now. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for sharing your story.
That's a great story. Awesome story. We'd love to hear those kind of positive stories here at DDP Radio. Thank you, Vicky, for giving us a call. Phone lines are still lighting up, so we're going to take a couple more phone calls before we give away the book. We've got Michael V on the line. Is that right, Robert?
That's right.
Hey, it's Michael V.
What's going on, man? What's going on, Mike?
Not much. Just wanted to give a few things that has helped me. Like one thing I got posted on my refrigerator, it's a little sign that says, discipline's deciding between you want now and what you want in the future. And so that's helped me more on the food end, but also when I'm kind of wanting to dog my workouts, that's helped too. Or like tonight, we talked about having accountability partners. My wife saw that, I was going to skip my workout tonight, and she just kind of did a, okay, yeah. It's like, crap, I better do my workout then. But one thing, I've talked to you, Mike, and you, Stacy, about this before, one of the greatest assets with DDP Yoga is our community. It is just so phenomenal. Take advantage of it. Get into it. Ask people questions. They'll give you advice. If you're feeling down, there's ones that'll help you get going. And if you fall off, people notice. Because there's been people drop off, and I've seen it where, hey, where's so-and-so? What happened to them? Are they okay? What's going on? And just take advantage of the community. It's nothing like it in the world. Greatest support you could ever ask for.
Absolutely, man. And that's the crucial. And so many people find strength in that community, and that's the added value of DDP Yoga. Dallas doesn't charge for Team DDP Yoga. There's no subscription fee. You buy the DVDs, you're in. You know, I don't even think, you know, they require the DVD anymore because people, you know, it's just so many people getting so much out of that community, and it's not a subscription fee. He just wants it there to help you guys along. He wants it there to encourage you guys and work together because, you know, he's not always around to be there to pat you guys in the back all the time. He's a busy man, but as long as we have each other, you know, there to support each other, that's the ultimate in the community. And it's such an added value to DDP Yoga.
Exactly. And, like, I know you and I talked about this before, Mike, where we, like, talked about P90X. They have a good one, but and I talked to Liz about this too, but, you know, you have to pay for it too. It's not free. This is free, and it's just so much better. I mean, get on the Facebook, get on the Team DDP Yoga. Just soak it up and use it for all it's worth. It is there for you to help you, and it's just a tool that don't just let it rust in your toolbox. Use it.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you
calling.
You know what's fantastic? There's no expiration date and no membership renewal fee.
Absolutely, Stacey. That's a great point. It's just always going to be there. It's the internet, and they say this, as long as you put something in the internet, it's pretty much going to be there forever. And, you know, DDP Yoga is the real deal, and we're going to be around for a long time. And Team DDP Yoga is a crucial part of that program. And, right, you know, use it. There's no membership fee. You know, take advantage of that. Take advantage of that added value. That's what it's there for.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Michael.
I have a few email questions when you have a moment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's go to that.
Yeah, the DDP Radio mailbag.
Yeah, the topic really struck a chord with a lot of people. So the first one is from J.P. Castro, and he is back on track after some time away, and he's refocused. But he wondered if we had any suggestions on food and a food plan. He says diet plan, but I just want to stop you right there, J.P. Please think of it as a diet. Just, you know, think of it as putting in place habits that you're going to live with for the rest of your life. But he says that he's burnt out on bison burger and chicken and just wondered if we had any advice. And actually, those are two things I don't really eat too much of. So Mike and Robert, maybe you have some protein suggestions. But I have to say on Team DDP Yoga, we have a huge treasure trove of wonderful recipes, and they're clean, and most of them are very simple, easy to prepare. And then, of course, I can shamelessly plug my book, Clean Comfort, lots of great clean recipes in that. So check that out. And, you know, just the Internet's full of clean recipes, lots of good blogs out there. But, guys, do you have anything to say, add, you know, in place of bison burger and chicken all the time?
Besides reading Clean Comfort, available at StacyMorrisCleanComfort.com, I found so much use ever since I bought my slow cooker, and I have all kinds of recipes on my website of slow cooker recipes. And I got to tell you, that is the easiest thing in the world to put together a slow cooker meal, and it is one of the best things you will ever eat. The meat is so tender, so you know, I don't know how you're preparing your bison and your chicken and stuff like that, but maybe don't necessarily change the substance, but maybe change the way it's prepared. You know, chicken's a go-to dish, and there's always going to be, you know, great chicken recipes, but there's so many different things you can do to chicken to change it up and change that taste for you. Stacy's recipe book has all kinds of great recipes, but also search the net for some good slow cooker recipes. It's the easiest thing in the world. You put everything in the slow cooker, take off from work, come home 8 hours later, it's done, it's tender, it's moist, it's delicious. And there's so many great recipes that are easy. Take you 5 minutes to put all that together, let it sit for the rest of the day and go. It's easy and just changes the entire dynamic of what you're eating.
That's a great idea. It's wonderful.
Robert, what do you usually do? Do you, you know, cook a lot at home or?
I'll have a lot of meat at home. Really, that's the main thing that I do. But there's, as far as protein goes, there's a couple suggestions that Dallas made to me, one of which was steel-cut oats in the morning. Dallas does a lot of eggs in the morning, like 12, 13 eggs. I wouldn't recommend that. I don't even know how anybody can do that. And he recommends, if you're going to do protein powder, do rice protein powder. Those are all the different recommendations he gave me for protein.
Awesome. Yeah. Stacey, do you usually use protein powders? I don't deal with protein powders very much. I don't know what the DDP Yoga stance is on them. I know he had recommended the Onnit powders. But is there anything else that you guys use for protein powders to get your protein in, Stacey?
Yeah. I mean, I don't use my – I use protein powder just about every day. Not as a meal replacement, but for me it's more like a dessert, you know, because I make it up like a milkshake, and I add cocoa powder or raw cacao. But I use a variety. Sometimes it's pea protein, egg white protein, hemp, all kinds, really. Anything but whey. I don't use whey. And, of course, my base is always unsweetened almond milk. And sometimes I'll add some superfood powders like goji berry or maca. And I just make it as nutrient-dense as possible. And sometimes I'll throw in a little kale or spinach. But there are just no end to the different recipes and flavor combinations. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of that.
That's one thing I got to jump on because I think it would help me get some more protein in. And I do a lot of, like, smoothies, fruit smoothies. I just made an awesome green goblin smoothie tonight, which is my latest kick. But I think adding a little protein powder in there might add a little punch to it. So that's something I got to look into. And we have more from the mailbag as well.
Yeah, there's a question from Carrie, who one of her biggest, hurdles and reasons why she falls off the wagon is she does not put herself first and make the time to do that. And she wonders if we have any suggestions on how she can put herself first. And, you know, for me, I think any of us, no matter what our life situation, most of us are pretty busy and we've got a lot coming at us, and it's not going to really change. Maybe if we're lucky enough to have that ultimate retirement, you know, where there's nothing to do, but there's always going to be something. So for me, I've just had to learn to say no, you know, and just say, you know, you don't have to say no entirely to what's coming at you, but you have to say, you're going to wait. You have to wait because I need to do this. And it's that simple. You just have to start drawing the line in the sand and creating some boundaries so you can take that time for yourself and whenever possible, do it first. Like I always try and get my workout in the morning, and I always try to get my vegetable drink because I don't like vegetables. I try to do that early in the day so I can just cross it off my list. That's my advice.
That's a great point. I call it shelfie. That's what I call it, selfishly healthy. And that's always what I do. I tell people I care about you, I love you, but I need to take care of me sometimes. And that's one of the things you got to do is put yourself forward at times. And that's exactly right, Stacey. You gotta if you're gonna be there for your kids and your husband or whoever you're putting ahead of you, you need to be healthy, or you're not gonna be any good for them, or you're not gonna be around for them. So they need to make sure that. The ultimate thing, it's not selfish being healthy. I call it selfishly healthy, but it's not selfishly being healthy. It's actually the complete opposite of selfish is being healthy, because that just means you care enough to be around for the ones you love as long as you possibly can. So, you know, make the time for yourself for sure.
Absolutely. I don't think it's – selfish is a misunderstood word. It's not necessarily an insulting word, you know. Sometimes you have to be – so I like the word self-focused. Sometimes you have to be self-focused if you're going to especially make some changes for your health. And if you want to turn the tide of your life, you definitely have to put yourself first at least a few times every day.
Absolutely. We have one or two more questions in the mailbag, and then we'll get to our last caller, and then we'll wrap things up.
Yeah, let's see. Well, this is actually not a question. It's a challenge. This is from Stephen Clark. And because September is almost here, it's just a few days away, he's issued to the team, to anyone who's in for it, a 30 and 30 challenge, meaning do at least one workout every day in September for 30 days. And with the goal to lose 30 pounds in 30 days, if I'm reading that correct, a pound a day. I don't know how doable that is, Stephen. If you want to go for it, by all means. But I think just the 30 workouts in 30 days is a pretty good one.
Yeah.
So, I think doesn't that sound like a doable thing for everybody? You know, the weight loss will be what it is. What will be will be. Because our bodies are really in charge, not us. But get yourself to the mat, and I promise you, amazing things will happen to your body and to your mind, because it's all connected.
Yeah. Now, I personally don't like the challenges that have you working out every day for a month or 2 months. I think your body needs a break. But to say, well, do 30 workouts in 30 days, you know, double up some days and then take other days off. I'm down with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, rest days, I'm a fan of rest days, for sure. But, you know, that's Stephen's challenge, and anyone who wants to take it or take it and make it your own, you know, like Robert suggested, I think is a fantastic idea.
Absolutely.
Yep. So I think that's it from the mailbag, guys.
All right. Cool. And we have another caller on the line. Robert, who do we have?
I haven't had a chance to cue this one yet. It is area code 918.
918, area code. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is John.
Hi, John. How you doing, man?
Hi.
Pretty good. I'm glad y'all had the show. I just started about 2 weeks ago, and you're talking about accountability and things like that, and I've tried to do P90X, and I'm a pretty big guy. I mean, when I started with this yoga, I was about 317 pounds, and I've dropped like 18 pounds in the last 16 days.
Nice.
Just changing my eating. I mean, I'm not starving myself or anything like that, but I really appreciated y'all having a show because, you know, I get on the little talk room that they have, the little chat room on the website, and, you know, I have people like John and Trev and Crystal. I think she's a moderator that's always, you know, did you do your workout today? Did you drink your water today? And it's just the little things that keep me motivated to keep going. You know, I have about 100 pounds to go, which I plan to make happen by, you know, next June, which I think is realistic. And I just really appreciate what you've done to make it so much easier to do this with the, you know, with DDP yoga and the support all the way around. It's just, I really appreciate how it's all put together.
That's a huge start, man. Well, first of all, welcome aboard, and just know that, you know, we do the show every Wednesday night, and it's kind of like a meeting point. You know, a lot of people, you know, have a lot of issues along their journey. It's not going to be perfect. And we do the show, and we have the website, you know, for people who are, you know, have weight to lose or have lives to change. And, you know, we're here to support you all the time. And great job, man. That's a great start to get going on you. And it seems like you're pretty focused in your goals. And keep kicking ass, man.
Yeah, I know realistically I'm not going to continue losing a pound a day. I know it usually starts out fast, and there's plateaus in there. And, you know, I get reminded, hey, when you plateau, stay encouraged. You know, keep doing, you know, the workouts and eating right, and but the support has been really incredible compared to several things I've tried, and the chat room, just wonderful people there that are just great to talk to every day, and I don't know if I really talked to any of you before, but I'm just really impressed with the way that they've handled things and everybody involved, and I just really appreciate you guys a lot.
Awesome. I appreciate it, man.
Well, yeah, we all help each other, you know. Nobody does this alone. So it's fantastic that you're here. It's like one more fantastic person, a part of the team. It's great.
Hopefully by next, when I make goal, I'd like to be get certified to actually do it here in Oklahoma. So.
Absolutely. DDPYogaCertification.com is a great program for certification process, so definitely check that out. If you feel you're ready sometime, check that out as well. It's a great program, and there's a lot of great people who are doing it, and we can always use one more Team DDP Yoga warrior on board. So thank you so much for calling, John. We appreciate it, and good luck with your journey, and keep us posted how it's going, man. All right.
Hey, I'll keep posting on the website.
Awesome, man.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm going to make it.
That's the attitude, man. Very good. See ya.
All right, thanks.
All right, Robert, do we have any more callers, first of all?
No, that is it.
That is it. So the phone lines are cleared. So what we're going to do right now is call in to us right now, 347-994-1216. Hit number one on the phone to talk to the show. Robert's going to pick a random person at we're going to get a couple of people calling in. The line's dialing up. Lighten up a little bit. We're going to give away a copy of DDP Yoga's autobiography, Positively Page, which is a great book by Diamond Dallas Page, chronicling his journey through the world of the nightclub business, professional wrestling, fitness, and beyond. And we're going to give away one of those copies first. We're going to let the phones light up a little bit. So if you're on the phone listening, hit number one, say you want to talk to Robert, and we're going to pick somebody up there. And we're not going to just give it to you. We're not going to just say, here, you're the lucky caller, here we go. We're going to pick up the phone, and you need to tell us what you did, whether
it's, you know, good thing, bad thing, whatever, what you did to own your life this week, what you did to make progress going forward, and what you did, what your goals are, what you're changing. Just tell us one thing that you did to become the DDP Yoga lifestyle that you want. So, Robert, we got some calls lit up?
Yeah, we've got a couple. So are you ready to go?
Yeah, let's pick somebody up.
Okay, let's see how random I can do this. Who do we have on the line?
Hello. It's Travis.
Oh,
hey, Travis.
Jesus.
What's going on, man?
Of all people, Travis.
Flip the coin, Robert.
Redo.
Redo.
Travis, all right, I guess there's no better way to give away the inaugural prize into Travis. But first, you need to tell us what you did to own your life this week. We're not just giving it to you. You got to give us something good. What did you do to own your life this week?
Here's what I did to own my life this week. And you know, I'm in the DDP Yoga Certification Program. And so what I did this week, Sunday, I kicked the week off by doing my level one certification video with help of Mike Stroh and Kim Stroh, his lovely wife. So I've got that. I am working on my cues up this week. I'm going to be submitting all that this week as my part of my month of kicking ass.
What do you think, Robert? Does that qualify?
I'm not sure if he could say anything that would make me want him to qualify him.
Yeah, you know, for somebody that, you know, that says they want to punch me in the throat, you know, you're not like you can do that much damage, but.
God, he was the caller and I pushed the button, so I guess we should let him through.
All right, Travis, you're our inaugural winner here at the DDP Yoga Prize Bin. We're going to be doing this every week. We're going to have some books to give away. We're going to occasionally give away some cool stuff like a yoga mat and a T-shirt and some max packs at some point, too. I think that's what Dallas said. So stay tuned every week. We're going to have a different prize giveaway. So tune in every week, Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here at ddpradio.com, or give us a call, 347-994-1216, and get in on the prizes. We've got all kinds of cool prizes coming up. We've got some great topics coming up. We're taking DDP Yoga Radio to the next level, so definitely stay tuned for that. Travis, stay on the line, or give Robert an email, robert@dallaspage.com, and let him know your address and all that stuff, and Robert will get that out to you ASAP. But thank you guys for an awesome show this week. I appreciate it. Stacy, Robert, you guys are awesome as always.
Thanks for an awesome topic, Mike. It's your idea, so thank you.
Thank you so much.
It,
and as always, be back with us next Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, ddpradio.com. Own your life throughout the week, and remember every single day that your life, your lungs are filled with air, your heart is still beating. It's another day to own your life, so get back, own it. Come on back if you need to. If you've gone away, come on back. You're always welcome here at TeamDDPYoga.com. For DDP Radio, I'm Mike Mullins, along with Stacey Morris and Robert McLaren. Till next week, on your life, my friends. See ya.
You know that Diamond Dallas Page is a close personal friend of mine, and that's why he's offering all you Steve Austin Show listeners a special deal on his DDP Yoga. This ain't your mama's yoga gang. This is high-octane yoga. It's a cardio workout that's easy on the joints. DDP Yoga helps build strength and flexibility, and it's a great workout choice for people of all ages and skill levels. And right now, DDP is giving all of you an incredible deal on the Max Pack. All you have to do is go to ddpyoga.com/Austin. So here's what you get when you order the Max Pack. You get 15 workouts. You get a nutrition guide. You get recipes. You get a grid chart to track your workouts, and you get a poster to help you remember the 12 core positions that make up DDP Yoga. Join the thousands, including Chris Jericho, Jake the Snake Roberts, RVD, and Scott Hall, who are already enjoying the life-changing benefits of DDP Yoga. Take advantage of this special deal. Go to ddpyoga.com/Austin. That's ddpyoga.com/Austin. Do not wait. This offer is only available for a limited time. DDPYoga.com/Austin.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the diamond cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb!
we're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.